Today on iPad 365, we're going to show you how to bring back those iPad apps you've taken off your iPad. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here. Welcome to iPad 365, the show where we look at apps to keep your iPad a play. Today we're going to do something different, and the reason why I'm doing this is because I actually wanted to pull up an old app to take a look at it, but it wasn't on my iPad anymore. I want to show you how you can actually do that. First of all, I want to let you know the Twitter handle is iPad365. iPad365 is the Twitter handle. And then, of course, show at iPad-365.com. So today, what we're going to do is I'm going to show you how you can actually bring an app back. And you're not bringing it back from the dead. If you have an app and the app closed, like for instance, I'll show you one of the apps here as we go, but I'm going to show you how you can look through all of your purchases, whether it be your iPad, your iPhone, or whatever. I've gone through 4 different iPads just for this show alone. I had an iPad 2, a 3rd generation iPad, the 4th generation iPad, and then of course the iPad Air. And just so you know, some great news coming out as I'm going to be getting an iPad 1, and we're going to do some fun stuff with that on this show. But hey, we'll get back to this really quick. So I've had a few different iPads, and I've had many different apps that I've loaded, some paid, some free, and I want to get back to them. I want to see what if they've made any updates and go from there. You can actually bring back those apps, and it's very, very simple, and we're going to show you how to do it from here. So what we'll do is we'll go straight into the App Store. You'll press on that, and that'll bring that up. You got your front page right here. Now, you have 4 options, or 5 options down here. You have your featured, you have your top charts, you have what's near me, purchased, and updates. We're going to go to purchased, and normally it's going to be on this all, but then you're going to go on not on this iPad. And this is all the apps that you will find on your iPad that are not on your iPad, but you have purchased in one way, shape, or form. Like, for instance, Star Wars Force Collection. I purchased that and Star Wars Tiny Death Star. I talked about that a couple months ago. When I went to Disneyland, I talked about Disneyland Explorer. Since then, I've had to make way for other apps to come onto my iPad, so I've had to take some of these apps off. So I can go back to the beginning for my first few apps that are on this iPad, and I say not on this iPad. So like, for instance, this bug spray, I could say, hey, I want that again. I see a little cloud next to an arrow, and I say, I want to download that. So I'm just going to hit the download right there. Let's see. And a couple other ones, drum kit. I want to download that as well. Here's an app right here, We Rule, which is an app that actually shut down about 2 or 3 years ago. It's interesting because it's still in my purchases. And I can still go here and I can hit this cloud button and it'll start to download it. And it'll put the app onto the game. Of course, it needs to contact a server and it won't be able to do that. But I can go through this area right here, all of my purchased. I can even search purchased apps. So let's say I wanted to find House Plan Lite, all I have to do is hit here and go house like that. And I can get House Plan Lite, Dream Pet House, which is another app that actually closed about 6 months ago, The White House, and I Wave It. I can actually search through all of those apps that I've had on previous iPads and put it right here. Now, when we come back, I'll show you the apps, how they loaded. All right, so now we've got these apps loaded. The Wii Rule is still loading, but we'll get to that. So basically, I loaded Bug Spray, which was an app that apparently could repel bugs by using a different pitches and stuff like that. So as you can see, it loads up just fine. We're going to close that out. We're going to go to Drum Kit, which was one of the first drum kits I had. And of course it's asking me to access the microphone. We'll say okay. We don't want to send push notifications. You'll be asked all those questions once again as you go. But of course, as you can see, I can hit the drums and go from there. Now, We Rule, it's still loading, but when it's all said and done, it basically is going to say can't find a server. But I can download the app and go from there. So if you have an app, if you purchased an app, you still have the ability to download it and use it. Everything's attached to your account. In fact, if you had multiple iPads, like an iPad mini and an iPad Air, you could actually go in, if they're both attached to the same account, you can go in and download the apps and go from there. So if you're updating your iPad, if your iPad gets broken and or stolen or something like that, and you need to pull all those apps back, you don't have to pay the $4, $5, $6 for all those apps. You can pull them back in. And then, of course, you make a backup of your iPad, and it sets it up in iCloud, and when it's ready, if you do get a new iPad, it'll just bring everything back down. But that's the easiest way that you can get some of your iPad apps. So if there's apps on your iPad that you just want to get rid of for time being, go ahead and get rid of them. And simply by holding on one of the buttons till everything starts to shake, hit the X button, we won't, and then hit delete, and poof, it's gone. And then, of course, when you bring it back, you're gonna have to enter in any username and password information, but you'll be able to get it back without having to pay a charge again. And of course, that's this episode of iPad 365. Did you know about this little option right here? The App Store does a lot. You just have to look for it. Of course, you can redeem for different types of apps. If you get redeem codes, you can do all your updates there. Make sure that you update your apps, because a lot of people I've talked to actually don't update their apps. And then they say, well, this program just stops working. It's like, well, did you update the app? And they go, no. No, but you go over there, do the update, make sure all your apps are updated. That way you've got the most current versions of the software, and if there's any security vulnerabilities in the older versions, they get nixed. So it's very important to do your updates and go from there. All right, if you've got an app that you want me to take a look at, all you have to do is Twitter me over at iPad365. You can also email me at show@ipad-365.com. show@ipad-365.com. And just to say hi and say, hey, I got an app or I got a utility that I want you to take a look at, and we'll go from there. All right, we will be back on Thursday when it will be another episode of iPad 365. I will have another app for you, and we will go from there. And until then, you guys geek out. Take care.